This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. A very special album of Icelandic music is released today by two people who absolutely love some of the repertoire that's coming out of this country. I'm eager to get into this conversation with the pianist Mina Gajic and violinist Zachary Carrotin, who are joining me from Boulder, Colorado, where it's 7 hours ago. We worked out the time difference a couple of moments ago. But their love of Icelandic music is something that I think is going to be obvious in this conversation. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
This is your first recording under the name of Mystery Sonata. And there are four Icelandic composers represented here. So I'm eager to find out where the love of Icelandic music comes from, firstly.
The record label that is behind this project is Sonoluminous, based in Virginia. And the CEO of that label has been committed to Icelandic composers for quite some time, releasing several new works with the Iceland Symphony Orchestra and with many composers, including Anna Thorvaldsdottir and Maria Huld Markan Sigfusdottir and Daniel Bjarnason, just to name a few. And so Colin at Sonoluminous thought it would be a really nice way of bringing some of the artists and composers together from this family of Sonoluminous, and made some introductions. And so Mina and I decided to go to Reykjavik and to meet with several composers in person to talk about potential projects and to find some common ground, which was actually very easy to do.
Yes, and I think that what really drew us into this entire sonic world is the atmosphere that these composers create, more than necessarily a melodic line or harmonic progression, although there's a lot of that as well. But I just feel like that sense of space is really what spoke to us.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Had you been to Iceland prior to this trip? And if not, what were your first impressions?
It's spectacular. This was my first visit and I was just left breathless.
Yeah, I concur. While we didn't have much time to really see as much as we'd like to the next time, we were there for just a few days and mostly meeting with composers. But nevertheless, one can really take in the different sense of time and space that I think are very familiar to the people in Iceland.
Well, I wonder, even with that short visit, whether you got a sense of the country in the music that you were becoming familiar with. Could you hear Iceland, do you think, in the music?
Yes. You know, images from Iceland are so iconic and so famous. But being there is something to the sentiment, to the vibration, to the resonance of the space itself that connects to the music so beautifully. And I feel like time just flows differently in Iceland.
It does. And we're very fond of that particular phenomenon, even if we don't really understand it ourselves. Anna Thorvaldsdottir is one of the composers whose work that you record here. She released a piece and premiered a piece in Harpa, the concert hall, which I'm sure you visited when you were in Reykjavik. And it was free entry to everybody. And it was staged in such an incredible way because the performance took place in the foyer of the building. The performers were spread around and on the stairs, if you know the central hallway of Harpa. And the audience could walk around as the performance was taking place. And you really had a sense as you did that of obviously the sound moving around you, but the scale of the piece as well. It was a wonderful experience. And I wonder whether, well, firstly, that's something that you would have liked to have seen. I imagine it was. But secondly, the music of Anna Thorvaldsdottir, what do you make of that generally?
Well, I'll start with just addressing the idea of the antiphonal or stereophonic presentation of music, which, of course, goes back to Flemish and Venetian composers of the Renaissance and early Baroque. We think of San Marco in Venice and having small choirs and instrumental ensembles placed throughout the sanctuary and different balconies and so forth. And I think this common ground between ancient music and contemporary music is something that we're very engaged in our work in Boulder with Compass Resonance. I also really love that sense of community that Anna created by having people walk around in the space, finding their own balance of the sounds and the light and the contrasts and so forth. I think that's really something. However, on our recording, Mina plays music by Anna for solo piano. So maybe I'll now hand this over to you.
Yeah, I think it's just so fantastic to bring an extra layer of the immersive experience, to have the audience walk around and just, again, feel the vibration, which I think is very important. I really love her piece, Reminiscence, that was written and inspired by this pan-European movement, Democracy 25. And one of the reasons why I connect with the music of these Icelandic composers specifically is because people in Boulder and people in Iceland share similar values when it comes to nature, the planet, preservation, etc. Anna's piece specifically reminds me of that joy, of that early joy of learning music as a kid, you know, through the child's eyes, because she has this great capability of creating new sound worlds and new possibilities through specific techniques that she requires of the performer. Another thing that I really like is that she doesn't leave anything to accident or chance. Everything is very intentional and detailed. And, you know, she talks about the connection between music and nature. And she also points out that nature is not all butterflies and rainbows. She also focuses on the brutality of nature and the things that are maybe not so picturesque. So yeah, I really enjoy that whole aspect of being inside the piano while playing this piece.
And it doesn't sound like it's limiting in any way for you then as a performer to have a composer who, as you say, writes down every note in a very, I hesitate to say prescriptive way, but a very clear way.
Yes, it's very intentional. She knows exactly how it should go, how it will go. And it makes perfect sense. You know, sometimes we as performers give ourselves these liberties and we want to really put a stamp on a piece of music. Other times, you know, there's something so beautiful and special in just stepping away and letting the piece breathe and be what it is, and just presenting it in a way that we think the composer would have wanted. Now, what's really brilliant about performing music by living composers is that we can have that direct communication and direct feedback.
Let's talk about the other composers who are featured on this recording. Of course, I guess we started with Anna Thorvaldsdottir because she's arguably the best known of the four, but that's, you know, maybe open to interpretation. The title track of the album is a piece by Maria Huld Markan Sifjusdottir. Zachary, for anyone who's unfamiliar with her work and sound world, talk me through your impressions of her work.
Yes, well, we really connected with her on a personal level and musical level. And in addition to having an existing work recreated, which we'll get to, and that is Ecuador, we also commissioned an entirely new work, Refractions. One of the things that Maria said when we were meeting is that as a composer, it's important to her that she doesn't contribute more noise to an already noisy world. And so I think she's very concerned with a sense of space and even a sense of being or perception or a state, I suppose. So she writes very differently than Anna, for example. Most of Maria's scores are handwritten when they're presented to the musicians. And she works with an autonomy of the contrapuntal lines that is outside of meter and vertical alignment.
That essentially means it sounds quite free, it sounds quite relaxed, it's not tied to a particular obvious rhythm.
Thank you, exactly. So there are very clear moments of harmonic convergence where everything needs to line up and happen at the same time. For example, between the electronic track, the violin, and the piano. In Ecuador. But how one times how the duo, how we time arriving to that point of harmonic convergence and departing from it has some liberty. However, it's liberty within a very clear intention of Maria. So it's a different kind of process of putting the music together, where the existing electronic track, which has an atmosphere and ambience, and is really inside the resonance, the sonority of the violin and the piano. And so it's pre-recorded. However, there's so much freedom in how we play around it.
So there are some fixed points on the journey, but it's to an extent, it's up to you as performers how you get there, when you get there.
Absolutely. One very interesting part of Equora is the new coda, the last section. And it's entirely new material that Maria wrote when she added the violin and made some other changes to the work for us. The coda has a kind of relaxed, repeated pulse in the piano, repeated notes with a chord or a harmony. The violin has this almost chant-like melody. And what's interesting is that the violin seems to be outside of the sense of time while the piano is dictating time. And it's achieved through hard work, I have to say. It wasn't the most intuitive thing for us to put together, and it helped so much to work with Maria to achieve that.
I think a lot of Icelandic composers have a very singular voice. They might obviously work in the same sphere, working in the same country, perhaps influenced by the same landscape to an extent, but they do all say very different things, I think. And I wonder, when you assemble a recording such as this with four different composers, are you looking for the similarities in your mind, or do you want to program something that feels as if you're moving from one style or from one idea to another?
For me, it's a little bit of both, especially with this project in particular, insofar as most of the music, for example, from Palk, Rania Paulsen, and from Maria and Anna, the music expands the sense of time and space and has sonic textures. And there are some melodic and harmonic components for sure, in addition to these other kinds of sonic landscapes. With Bjarnason's piece, it's very different, and there is a contrast. And so putting the order of the music, which composition would be first and second and third, did take a little thought process. His work is an exploration of really the violin stringing and the nodes on the string, the harmonics. And I think that there's a strong influence of Paganini's 19th century violin writing, not so much in the sentiment of the work. Bjarnason's voice is singular and very contemporary, but in the techniques that are used. The piece has a very strong form and a very clear rushing and slowing down and halting, so that it again is exploring time in a different way, but in a way that isn't so much about the atmosphere. It's more about an energy, I should say a visceral energy that propels forward many times.
And Mina, the work of Paul Ragnar Paulsen, who we've maybe not discussed in as much detail, what's your impression of his work and what he brings to this project and what his compositions bring?
So his work, Notre Dame, was really inspired by the devastating fires in 2019. And we have the North Tower and the South Tower. It's kind of miraculous that they weren't damaged in the fire. So there's a lot of exploration, again, of the resonance, of bell-like sounds, of different colors and timbres. And just to continue on with what Zachary was saying, I think we have this urge and this need to really think of programs that we perform and record as interchangeable. So when we record, we like to think of it how this would flow as a live performance and how it would be paced. And in that sense, we gravitate towards programs and selection of pieces for each individual program or recording that could stand on its own individually or be a part of a journey with or without applause, and sort of paced in a way that that has everything in it. So, you know, when we talk about Puck's piece, there are a lot of bell-like sounds. There are a lot of pivoting moments that kind of sound like the earth is crashing down on us. There's very, very intense moment where I hit the low strings. And, you know, when you think about the inspiration for this piece and the time in which it was written, you kind of can hear the building collapsing and moments of history collapsing at that time.
So Falk wrote the piece in 2019, but then reworked it from harp and violin to piano and violin for us.
Well, throughout these different pieces, these very diverse pieces, I think, to come back to what we were saying earlier on, you have made a record that sounds and feels like Iceland, taking that source material, bringing together something that's very, very cohesive and very, very Icelandic. And talking of live performances, which you touched on there, Mina, is this something that you will bring to Iceland to perform as a concert?
We'd love to. We'd love to. We actually premiered this entire concept, this CD, this work, here in Boulder. And it was just magical. The response was fantastic. People loved it. It felt like a sense of meditation, a sense of just having the time stop. And I think that that juxtaposition of works by Maria and Palk and Anna with Bjarnason, that is centered more on violinistic virtuosity, is just wonderful. So yes, we'd love to. Short answer, long answer.
Yes, and in fact, at the concert in Boulder, where several of these works had their world premiere, there were several audience members who expressed to us afterward that they had cried during the concert. And I think that it was so liberating and emotional to feel the slowing down of time, or certainly a different way of feeling about time and space. One audience member said that she thought it felt like a community meditation with several hundred people in the same place in their minds and hearts, experiencing this together.
Well, we'd love to see you here. We'd love to hear this in Iceland, without question. The recording is, of course, available worldwide today in all the usual streaming services and various other outlets as well. But we would like to hear it live here. So I'm going to maybe hold you to that.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We've talked about the music a lot, which has been great, but I think we should all hear a piece now. So of the tracks on this album released today, what would you like us to play out with?
Well, how about Equora by Maria Huld Marken-Sigfursdottir?
Thank you both very much indeed. Details of the recording, how you can access it on the page accompanying the show from Ruv English Radio. My name is Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We're english@ruv.is. Thank you.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.